Punk guitarist Robert Quine was found dead on Saturday, an apparent suicide. He was 61. Friends say he was despondent over the sudden death of his wife last year. Quine is remembered for shaping the sound of the 70s groundbreaking punk band Richard Hell and the Voidoids. A devoted fan of the Velvet Underground, Quine played with Lou Reed in the 80s. He went on to play with Matthew Sweet and Lloyd Cole in the 90s, as well as John Zorn. Music critic Milo Miles has an appreciation. Tell me what you say.
In 1977, songs like Richard Hell and the Voidoids' Another World revealed that punk rock could be dense and sly in unexpected ways. And the secret was brilliant primitivist guitar work from Robert Quine. There's a standard progression with great rock and roll instrumentalists. They start out fiery and expressive, and, in the romantic tradition, burn out and become mere echoes or self-parodies. Eventually, you see their name on a record, and you know it's supposed to make you buy it. But it doesn't. Robert Quine was one of the rare exceptions. To this day, for those in the know, seeing that he plays on an album makes it 10 times more interesting. Quine's sharp ear rewarded your own. You could hear what he heard in 50s masters like Chuck Berry, James Burton, and Jimmy Reed. You could hear what he later heard in John Coltrane and the Velvet Underground. But what you most liked to hear was how he put it all together and took it giant steps further. Quine grew up in Akron, Ohio, and did time in San Francisco and New Jersey writing tax law before he committed himself to music. By the time he recorded with the Voidoids, Quine had mastered his own guitar language, and his technique fit into a perfect middle ground. He described himself as a musical illiterate, but by punk standards, he was a virtuoso. And when he moved on to play with one of his old idols, Lou Reed, the result was the most challenging and inventive sound of Reed's solo career. Waves of fear. Waves of fear. Waves of fear. Waves of fear. A fine visual record of this period can be found on the DVD, A Night with Lou Reed. Quine went on to make fascinating, slightly off-kilter pop songs with Matthew Sweet and Lloyd Cole, as well as noisier ambient instrumentals, notably with saxophonist John Zorn. Quine never gave up, and he never pandered to an audience. But he also never located an ideal vehicle for all his guitar inventions at once. Quine's finest recent work appeared on the album Painted Desert, which came out under percussionist Ikuyi Morey's name. But whether Quine was in tumult or reverie, he sometimes reached a mixture of sadness and bliss that resembled that of another idol, Lester Young. At those times, Quine's guitar would just sail, intimate, protective, lost in a perfect blue dream, headed toward a place always worth the search.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. Guitarist Robert Quine died last week.